Guys, so coming up next in the first half of Storytellers, this next speaker actually lives in Chicago now, like us, just happens to be out in L.A. for some shows this week. She is a cast member at the Lincoln Lodge, if you're in Chicago and ever want to go see that. This is Kristen Clifford.
Hello, thank you. Hi, how are you guys? Good. I thought it was funny that I was on a show called The Grind because I'm actually celebrating my 6-month anniversary of quitting my job. It was very exciting. It was a good move. I quit for a lot of reasons. One being that I wasn't sleeping, and I fell asleep while driving home from work and hit a semi. Guys are all like appropriately shocked. So that was a little spooky, but maybe like the spookiest thing was, you know, when you don't sleep a lot and you're stressed out, sometimes you can see something called peripherals, which is like you think there's a person, but there's not a person coming up alongside you. And that's pretty scary, but also like sad, because it's like, is it a friend? No, stress-induced psychosis. Cool. But so quitting that job has like led me to, you know, have a lot of fun interviewing for other jobs. And I interviewed for one recently that was for like a Google Wallet Venmo type company, you know, where you send money electronically to your friends and family and landlords. And so I was like, I go in and they're like, the position is researcher. And I'm like, awesome, I'm super nosy. What do you guys want me to find out about? And they were like, we need you to research the current going rates for sexual favors, because a lot of times when people send each other money electronically, they put a sexual favor in as a joke. And we need to make sure that's not real. Because it's illegal. So essentially, if the rate and or the act and the amount are too close to the current street rate for said sexual favor, which I've carefully researched as part of my job, I then have to call that person and be like, hey, Tim, it's Kristen from Google Wallet. On October 20th, you sent your friend Brian $50 for butt sex. Was that actually for butt sex? Or were you just being hilarious? It's fine if you were. But just in the future, so your transaction doesn't get held up, you might want to try something a little more innocuous. Like hot stuff, back door. That could be a construction project. We don't know. Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window. It's like if you capitalize cock, we'll all know what you're talking about. I haven't heard back from that company after that interview. I don't know if I actually want that job. I do know that I want to make that phone call just one time. So if they could give it to me. I've actually been temping over the holidays. I'm doing customer service, which I actually really like. One of my favorite things about it is that I get to know everyone's email that calls in, and some of them are hilarious. And I don't have to do this, but if it's particularly embarrassing, I will repeat it back to you to humiliate you. On the phone, and I'll be like, Lil Stank Gangsta. I can look that up for you. And it's led me to a lot of new discoveries. I discovered a new product that I was unaware of, which is called a selfie stick. Do you guys know what those are? Yeah. Just, So if you don't know, it's a thing for your phone, your smartphone, and you can put it on there so you can take selfies from farther away. It's for people who deserve to be on fire. They come in different colors, so you can really express yourself. Pink, green, purple, blue, what do I want? But I've gotten to travel a lot more to tell jokes, which is exciting. Like, so I'm here in L.A. and, you know, other glamorous places like Bloomington, Indiana, which is actually super fun to go tell jokes in. And I was there, and I was on Tinder because I like to fuck as well. And I came across the most amazing profile. It was this guy, and it was just before Halloween, and he was like, "Halloween is such a scary holiday." But not for the reasons that you'd think. It's scary because I'm all alone with nobody to share it with. And then the very next line of his profile just said, "Really looking for a woman who doesn't just want to get her holes filled." Which is the grossest way to try to say that you're classy that I've ever seen. Ever. So we matched, and started talking to him right away, primarily to make fun of him, and I was just like, "Hey, I love Halloween too. Do you want to make like skeletons and bone?" And he didn't reply to that. And then I just wrote, "Boo. I'm a Halloween ghost. I have unfinished business." That unfinished business is filling my holes. Can you help? And he wrote back right away and was like, "Oh my god, I'm so embarrassed. I was drunk when I put that on there. I'm gonna take it off." And then he did take it off like a fucking wiener. Which led me to the conclusion, this guy is either the only man in the world who gets more prudish when intoxicated, because I was unaware that that was a condition. He is a hypocrite. He'd fill all of our holes, given half a chance. Or I'm really good at persuading people to do things, and I should re-release my essay on why we don't need the Electoral College anymore. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kristen. I can always tell stand-ups because they shake my hand. It's cool, guys. Despite what Claire said, you guys, you can touch me. I'm safe. Man, that was super great. I thank Katie Johnson Smith earlier for helping book this show. I also have to thank Mary Beth Smith from Nerdlogs and Kevin Reeder, producer extreme of the Nerdlogs, for getting some fucking fantastic.